Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for February 2018. This month the days continue to lengthen, but this time of year tends to give a number of cold, clear nights, so hopefully plenty of opportunities to see the stars. The Milky Way is something that you don't see too often these days, given the ever-increasing light pollution around us, but if you manage to get away from any lights on a really clear night, look out for a hazy band going across the sky. This month, at around 8 o'clock in the evening, it will be going from the northwest to the southeast. If you look at this band through binoculars, you will see that it is in fact millions of stars packed close together. We are looking towards the centre of our galaxy, which we call the Milky Way, after this milky white hazy band. The galaxy is a very large, flat, rotating spiral of billions of stars, and we are about two-thirds of the way out from the slight bulge at the centre of the spiral. And when we look towards the centre, we see this vast collection of stars stretched out in a band across the sky. To confirm that you are seeing the Milky Way, spot Cassiopeia, the W-shaped constellation in the northwest, and the Milky Way runs straight through Cassiopeia. Now on to the Moon. There is no full moon this month, which means the new moon will be right in the middle of the month on the 15th. So the middle weeks of the month are best for observing faint objects. Now on to the planets that are visible this month. Mercury briefly becomes visible in February, around the end of the month, when it can be seen just after sunset in the west, very low down, about 3 degrees above the horizon. Venus becomes a prominent evening object at the end of the month, just after sunset in the west. It's a very bright object and you can't miss it. Mars is still a morning object all month, best seen around 5 a.m. in the southeast, in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, and it's about 10 degrees above the horizon. Jupiter is still magnificent to look at in the early morning, again an obvious bright object about 20 degrees above the horizon in the constellation of Libra. So look out for it in the south around 5 a.m. Binoculars on a tripod will give great views of the four Galilean moons, and possibly some detail on the planet's surface. Saturn is also a morning sky object, best seen around 5 a.m. Look out for the bright yellow object in the southeast, very low, around 6 degrees above the horizon, best at the end of the month. Now, there are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, so straight on to constellation watching. This month we are going to concentrate on the North Celestial Pole. First, find the North Pole star, Polaris. Remember to use the pointers of the plough to locate it. Now, if you're in a very dark location, try to make out the Little Bear, or Ursa Minor, which is a similar saucepan shape to the plough, but this time it has the pole star at the end of the handle, or the Little Bear's tail. We've already looked at Cassiopeia earlier, on the opposite side of the pole star from the plough. Now look above the pole star. There are a lot of not very bright stars, most of which belong to the constellation of Draco, or Draco, however you want to pronounce it, the dragon. To the south of Polaris, between the plough and Cassiopeia, we find a faint set of stars that form the obscure Camelopardalis, or the giraffe. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Don't forget the ever-useful planisphere, which tells you what's where at any day and time of the year, and these are readily available from most good bookshops. That's all for this month. Listen out next month for March's highlights. Bye for now.